think the ultimate nekama would be if I spend the next 40 minutes talking about how special Rabbi Waxman is. I feel a b'chino of the pasuk Shal Nalecha Me'al Raglecha Ki Amokam Asha'at Oymer Alecha Ad Mas Kodeshu. This is a place that I was zoichet to sit on the other side of the shtender for many shmuzin and watched and heard chaverim develop into tremendous bnei Torah and talmidei chachamim. And so the opportunity to speak from this side of the shtender is a bit daunting. The walls here have absorbed. We were here the first year that we were in the Beis Medrash. The walls here have absorbed, even from what I saw, Yiras Shamayim, Ruchnius, Divrei Torah, Divrei Chizuk. And so to be mishtatef in that effort here is a big zchus. Birshus, my Rebbe. Birshus, I wrote friend. Now I'm writing friends. Birshus, my other friends here. You could tell how nervous I am about this speech with how many sfarim I bring up. So there are like three open and one, and then there are many more things here. So this is a new forum for me. I'm reminded of one of my favorite vertlach that I've ever heard. It's a drush, but it's beautiful. The pasuk in Shir HaShirim says, "Mayofu pa'mayich ba'na'olim bas nediv." Klal Yisrael is complimented "Mayofu pa'mayich ba'na'olim." Rashi says that it's going on the Oyler Regolim. The Ebershter is complimenting the Oyler Regolim as Klal Yisrael goes up to the Oyler Rega. Hashem is saying how beautiful they look. The Yoifi of Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Kalish from Waterbury asked a very simple question. That we know there's an Isser of Ne'ilah Sandal in the Beis HaMikdash. And so why are Klal Yisrael being complimented on the as Oyler Regel? We dafka focus on the mayofu pa'mayach ba'na'olim while they're wearing shoes. So Rekalish explained that obviously the compliment was not going on Klal Yisrael as they arrived or after they arrived on Har HaBayis, but the compliment was said about the people on their way to Har HaBayis as they were being oil regel, mayofu pa'mayach ba'na'olim in the shoes dafka. So I look around the room and I see people mamish in mitten chayiv zman. Mayofu pa'mayich ba'na'olim. People as they're wearing their shoes, as they're going, as they're growing on their way. Mayofu pa'mayich ba'na'olim. When you stand on this side of the shtender, you can look and you can see the yofi of growing people, of growing faces. It's a tremendous thing. Ritz Hashem, you should continue to have that spirit of growth until the end. I didn't mean to say this, but I heard once a Kabbalah that if something pops into your head when you're speaking, you say it. The Ramban said, don't worry about it, not everything that pops into my head I'm going to say. The Ramban says that Moshe Rabbeinu was told, Shal Na'alecha Me'al Raglecha, when he was standing by Har Sinai. So the Ramban says, how could it be? When he goes up to Har Sinai a short while later, the Ramban says, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't reach his darga yet. He didn't reach his darga yet of Moshe Rabbeinu, of the Spaklaria HaMe'ira, the Ramban writes in a different place. And I was Oymer on a Davar this year. How old was Moshe Rabbeinu when he got there the first time? A few of you guys combined. Moshe Rabbeinu was Be'erech 80. By 81, he reached Moshe Rabbeinu of Aspaklaria HaMe'ira. There's only Shmeinin that this is the only year of growth. It's Shana Aleph and Shana Bet, and then we just go and coast. Till 80. Till 80 we can steig. We can keep pushing, we can keep growing. Mayofu pa'mayich ba'na'olim. I want to learn with you a Gemara in Brachos. It's a bit of a cheshvin. It's a cheshvin in Agadata, which is always like somewhat uncomfortable for us because everyone probably ran through it in their efforts. Daf Yomi passed this weeks ago. Even the Amud Yomi is approaching this Gemara. But they say that Shalvim this year got Bala Kishrin, so you should be able to hold kav. The Gemara says as follows. It's an Agadata in Yudzayin Amud Aleph. In Yavne, are we allowed to speak about Yavne here? In Yavne, the joke's coming. It doesn't mean it's not serious, but that's how I work. So in Yavne, Margalo Befumei. Margalo Befumayu, the Rabban of the Yavne. Ani Birio, Vichaverai Birio. I am a person, and my friend is a person. I'm a good Jew, and he's a good Jew. Ani malachti be'ir, I work in the city. V'hu malachti basad, and he works in the field. Ani mashkim l'malachti, I get up for my job. V'hu mashkim l'malachti, he gets up for his job. K'shem shehu einoi misgader b'malachti, tachani eini misgader b'malachti. I'm happy with what I'm doing. I don't want to be doing what he's doing. And he's happy with what he's doing. He doesn't want to be doing what I'm doing. Rashi explains that the one who's working in the field, Rashi calls an Am Haaretz, doesn't have much Torah. But ani malachti v'ir, kloimar, noicha malachti malachti, I have a better malacha. I'm able to learn. Ani ha'oisik v'toyro, b'riyo. V'chein chaveri, Am Haaretz, b'riyohu. But he's also an Am Haaretz. Each one is happy with what they're doing. And the Gemara, if you're Zois, the Gemara says, no, that's not true. Shema toimar, ani marbe v'hu mamit. Maybe you're going to say that I'm doing a learning a lot and he's not. It's not clear exactly what's going on. But each one in the beginning feels like they're doing the right thing. They're good with who they are. Rashi says, maybe he's right not to be misgadim b'malachti. My friend in the farm who's an Am Haaretz, not able to learn. Maybe he's right and he shouldn't want what I have. So the Gemara says, no. Rashi says, what's going on? Why did he think not to want to get into the ear to learn Torah? Says Rashi, she'ilu haya tofes umnasi, if he would have my job, lo haya lo leiv pasuach laharbus b'Torah, he wouldn't be able to learn like me. V'haya mamit v'ein lo schar, and he'll be memayit in limud haTorah, and he won't have schar. No, we tell him, no, it's better to go into the city and learn in the city. Echad amar v'echad amar v'echad amar v'echad amar v'echad amar v'echad amar v'echad amar v'echad. Right, we're dealing with Am Haaretz, who doesn't know Torah. But it's not a tipish, not a silly person. He's an Am Haaretz in the field. He's not learning in the field. So he says, I don't want to go to the city, because maybe if I get to the city, I won't be able to learn as much as my friend. Say that, but you're not learning now in the field. So just try it, at least go to the city and try to learn. What are you gaining by staying in the field? You're an Am Haaretz in the field. So why do you have to stay an Am Haaretz in the field? Go to the city and try to learn. Shema Torah, he won't. Say this, so you'll try. What's his cheshbon? He says he doesn't want to go. Klar? Good? Yeah? I asked a few people this question. It's not Pashut. I'm not 100% convinced. I was convinced, but I got to Eretz Yisrael and there was some pikpukim, but I'm going to say it anyhow. It's a Shema Toimar. The Pshat is like this. If you read Rashi carefully, and Tosfos introduces the sugya, Ani b'riyo v'chaveri b'riyo kloimar, yesh lo lev kamoini, he has a heart like me, lahavin ben toiv l'ra, he knows the difference, lahavchin ben toiv l'ra. Could be the cheshbon like this. The farmer is an Am Haaretz in the field. But he has something that he's not willing to give up. What does he have? He has a lev pasuach. He has a heart that's open. He has a heart that's able to think. And if he comes into the city, not only will he not be able to learn, but Rashi says, loy haya loy lev pasuach. Im haya tofes umnasi, if he would have my job, loy haya loy lev pasuach, laharbas fatayro. He won't have a lev pasuach. And that he's not willing to give up. The farmer's lev pasuach, the open heart, to think, to be misboinein, that he wants to keep. He's not willing to give that up. Don't mach the sevek as something that, you know, for farmers. We find an unbelievable thing. Rabbeinu Bechaya points out that Moshe Rabbeinu was introduced in Perek Gimel as a Roya Tzoyin. Rabbeinu Bechaya says he was toifes v'umnasei shel tzadikim of Hevel HaTzadik and the Avos HaKdoshim. They all chose the profession of being shepherds. Why? So they say because this allowed them the ability to reach their darga in nevuah, the ability to sit and to think. This is something, the lev pasuach, that they needed to have to be able to grow and to get to that status of an avi that they became. If you look at the Rambam, you can't look at it. I'll look at the Rambam and tell it to you. The Rambam, when he describes Avraham Avinu in the beginning stages, when he was developing as a maimon, the Rambam says, he was worshipping with them. His lev was meshoitet umeven atchehisik derecha emes. That a lev pasuach, a heart that's thinking, can bring a person by itself. Avraham Avinu didn't have Torah when he was a lev, like when he was beginning his journey. But the lev pasuach, that he was looking and he was thinking and he was creatively analyzing things, that lev pasuach brought him to the Derech HaEmes. And that's something that we need to think about, and I don't think we pay enough attention to it. I include myself in this. We learn, and we learn, and we learn, and we see, and we hear, and more different Torah, and more different Torah, and more, and we don't think. We don't allow ourselves to analyze not just the sugya, the vart of the sugya, but to analyze, to think about what we see and what we hear and what people say. Let that penetrate into our minds and into our hearts. Without that, the information just stays on the outside. Rav Volbe said once that if he could design the dormitory for the yeshiva, he would design it with single occupancy rooms only. He wanted every bacher to be able to sit and think at night. Our generation has a very difficult time with that. Watch as people go on the bus. Everyone, click, plug in. If you don't plug in, you call someone. We want to hear more shiurim. We want to call new people. We want to have more. Just think. Just think. Quiet. Just stay quiet. I'm going to think for a second. I want to think. I want to look out the window and just think about what I'm seeing. The scenery. Reflect upon something. Think. It's a very crucial thing for the development of a ben Torah and a person just to use the koyach of machshava to think. Yisro was a thinker. He was someone who didn't let information go in one ear and out the other ear. He saw Moshe Rabbeinu was working hard. Imagine, there were like a million people who all saw the same thing. Yisro comes in, he says something. Even to Moshe Rabbeinu, like, it's not going to work. And we got to change it, and here's the plan to change it. Moreover, last week we read that everyone heard of Kriyas Yamsuf. Shalom Ami Yergozim Chiloch Az Yoshle Peloshes. Everyone heard what was going on. Everyone. The world was shaking. It's trembling from what took place. There was only one by Yishma Yisra. Only one person did something about it. Because everyone else heard. Nope. Information. Nice story. Interesting. That was yesterday's cover, you know, of the newspaper. Tomorrow there'll be something else. Yisra was misboinen. He thought about what he heard and he was brought to action. In Yiddish, there are two words that sound alike and mean something similar, but are very different. You're taught, like in speaking to class, to make the bracha in the middle. It's better. Not sure why. Like, there's always one guy who's like, did he make a bracha beforehand? Did he skip? No, to have a lot of people say, oh man, that's a big zach also. There's a word to hear, and to daher. Just to understand. And I'll bring it out with a mashal. There were two people that were on train track. And the train started to come and was approaching. And as the train came, so the conductor at Kedarka starts to ring the bell. One guy makes a beeline for the side, heads for the hills. And his other friend is a little bit like, you know, doesn't really get it. And he hears noise and he hears bells. And his feet start to move a little bit. And he starts to jiggle. And the conductor is coming closer, and he starts to, you know, hit the bell harder and harder. And as the bell gets harder, this guy perceives that the music is getting more exciting and more exciting and more exciting. And his dance moves are getting better and better. And frantically, he's shaking the bell back and forth, and the guy is now really, he's really doing it. And that was his last dance. What's the difference? Eina hot gehert and eina hot netzeter dahert. One heard and one understood. One internalized. One heard the sound and thought about the sound. What is that sound? One just heard the sound. Sounds good. Our response has to be a response of understanding, not just of hearing. If we don't, we move through life with a lot of information. We could become smart people, but we're not going to become better people. Now, if we go back to the farmer, right, it was only a Shema Toimar. We were trying to be Mazber, the Havamin of the farmer. But the Gemara says he's wrong. Why is he wrong? Good breast of a chassid, the Lev Pasuach. I'm saying, how can you give up a Lev Pasuach in the fields for something else? Chare the Pshat is Pashat. We say every morning at the end of Shemana Esrei, Psach Libi B'Sayr HaSecha, open up my heart with your Torah. And we tell him, Echad Hamarba ve'echad Hamamet ulavad sheyichab and leave al-Shamayi, Abyssal Torah can uf effen in the hearts, can open up the heart of Klal Yisrael, can open up a Jew's heart. A little bit of Torah that he'll learn will open it up. You don't have to be scared of your Lev Pasuach, of losing your Lev Pasuach. Go into the city and try. Try to learn ulavad sheyichab and leave al-Shamayi, but a little bit of Torah will open up your heart. You'll retain or regain your open heart that you once had. The Gemara in Sanhedrin and Kufav tells us about Doeg. Doeg was Mamash HaTamil Chacham Muflag. I was trying to start writing down some of the things the Gemara describes about his questions and about his penetrating ideas. It's half of a fella, unanswerable questions. And at the end, the Gemara says, "In Toiraso shall Doeg elam is Safa Vilachutz." All of the Torah remained on the outside. Everything was outside. Rashi says, it was bapeh v'loy balev. It was information. He had all the information. But it didn't penetrate. He didn't think through it to bring it inside of him. And this could be starkly contrasted with Shlomo HaMelech. In Paragimel of Malachim, Shlomo HaMelech asks Hashem in a dream. He asks Hashem for a lev shomea, a heart that hears. And Hashem responds, telling him, "Lev chacham v'nova asher kamoicha lehoya lefanecha." I will give you the most amazing heart ever of all time. No one has had such a heart, and no one will have such a heart. What does that mean? What type of heart is this? Says the Radak from Chazal, an unbelievable Radak. Says the Radak, listen to the words. Chacham hamekayim es limudoi. A Talmud Chacham who fulfills what he's learning. Ki ma shelomad mikuyam beliboy. That's a lev novoin, a heart that understands. That's the best heart. A heart that is filled, it's saturated with what he learns. That's the best heart of all time. This idea is possibly best depicted by the Bach. It's a famous Bach. I'll just quote it inside quickly. The Bach wonders why Klal Yisrael were punished with such a terrible oinesh for not making Birchas HaTorah. Churban HaBayis, they didn't make a Birchas HaMitzvah, how could it be? Says the Bach, V'nira de Kavanosa, Yizborach me'olam ha'isa shenihia, oiskim ba'toyro, we shall learn toyro, k'dei she'tis'atzem nishmasenu, ba'atzmus v'ruchnis v'kedushas, mekor moitze ha'toyro. The purpose, says the Bach, of giving us the toyro, was that we should be saturated with it. We should be changed. Our body, our spirit, our minds, our hearts should be changed by the Torah that we learn. And if we're the same person when we get up from the Seder, if we're the same person at the end of a week, that's not what Hashem wanted. Says the Bach, when they made Birchas HaTorah, they were making it L'shem Yediyas HaTorah, to know the halachas, to be mefalpel in halachas, to become even with a gaiva of learning, but not to change their character. I always feel that a person knows how he's growing in Torah by things he realizes he stops doing certain things, all this pasnished. It's not appropriate for him. Even though he's not working on that midah, he realizes I can't do that anymore. I can't wear that thing. I can't talk like that. He didn't see that in the Sefer. But the Torah Pasha changed him. The Torah that he learned, the Rashi, the Tosis, and Bava Kama, changed who he is. He got up from the Seder a different person. He wasn't working on his midos. The people that argued with the Balei Musa, that you learned a separate Seder of Musa, all the Torah machtas alein, the Torah does it itself. If learned properly. Person gets like chalishas hadas, how do we put it in? What do? How do I change? And I get up from 2 hours from now, I'm doing the same thing. Is it working? It's not working. It's an amazing Arachayim HaKadosh on the Pasuk in Shema. V'hoyu hadvarim ha'ele asher anoichi mitzavcha hayoyim al levavecha. The Rechaim HaKadosh says that Ava is very difficult. L'zeba ha'etza mehakel yoyetz v'omar v'hoyu hadvarim ha'ele al levavecha. Pirush kishi yasmid simos hadvarim aliba yevolei beliba cheshek ta'avar haruchnius v'yoratz liba le'avas Hashem. Put it on your heart and it will seep in. Put it on your heart. And I think that's something we can all do. How do you put Torah on your heart? I think it means to care about Torah. That when the Rebbe finishes shir, you don't all leave. We don't all go out because it's lunchtime. If there's a kasha that's shver, someone misses a lunch once in a while because we're working on the kasha. The Shach once was asked about a certain koilel, and he asked one question about the koilel. What do the Yungalai talk about on the tender on the way home? Are they bringing the sugya with them? That's simas ha'toira al levavcha. It will go in. But first you have to let it get near your lave. If our hearts are busy with so many other things, the Torah can't, Pasha can't get near our lave. I had an unbelievable news story. I just heard this story this week. Rashach was driving in Tel Aviv, and someone pointed to Rashach and told him, it's the tallest building in Tel Aviv. And Rashach says, I don't want to look. He said, why not? He said, I want my geshmak and my only geshmak to be in learning. So Rashach, we all saw tall buildings. But the idea is that as much as we put all sorts of other things around our lave, I have a geshmak from this and from that and from this and from that, and also from Tosis, it's also true. Tosis shares the company with other people. It's more difficult for the Torah to penetrate our heart. My friend Yair asked me if I'm going to speak about the Shoivavim. I told him no, because I don't have anything to say about the Shoivavim. I was in Shalvim, and they told me about the Shoivavim, and I said, what's that? And then they told me what it meant. And that's my ideas of the Shoivavim. Then comes the leap year, and they have two more, so then I have less that I understand. I've tried, but it's Yemei HaTikkun, so I could speak about a tikkun that I think maybe could help us in this inyan. It's very close to my heart, pun intended. There is a time of our day which is a very private moment. One which I believe is really Kodesh HaKadoshim. And over time and through the advent of new technologies, it's become a bit of a Rishus HaRabim. What am I talking about? And that moment is the moment or moments before we go to sleep. We are all familiar with the mitzvah of Kriya Shema Lamita, the need to say Kriya Shema and the other prakim of Tehillim. The Gemara describes it in Brachos as a shmira from Azikim. But the Rishonim, the Nemukhi Yosef, the Geonim, and others add that there is an added element to the Kriya Shema Lamita, not just a shmira from Azikim. They say that there is an inyan to go to sleep mitoch divrei Torah, that the last things on our lips and the last things on our mind should be Torah. Ad kedei kach, the Magen Avraham mamish deals with this, lahalacha, what comes first, hamapil, or shema, it's machlokes Rambam and Mechaber, he's toila on this, the shmira, the divrei Torah. And the understanding is pashut, right? We understand that death, sleep is the 60th of death, and no one in their right mind would object or have anything other than a strong desire the moments before we leave this world to be learning, right? Halavai, we should all be zoicha to die with a Gemara in our hands at 120. Yet on a nightly basis, we all go to sleep, or many of us go to sleep, with other things in our hands. Talking about other things, looking at other things. How could it be? And neshama is about to go up. B'yodai afkid ruchi every night. Hashem is going to get that neshama in a few moments. The last shmek, the smell of the neshama, they had it from last year. I don't know what it's this year. It was Fortnite. That's the last thing. How embarrassing. It's pashut busha. Come up and like they see on the thing, the images of the screen. Fortnite is the best. I don't want to say the other things we could be looking at. Should go up, mitoch divrei Torah. Should be the last thing, should be the learning. You go up, geshmak. A geshmak in learning. That's the last thing to go up with. Well, those are dvarim pshutim. Everyone understands that we just need maybe some chizuk in it. They have the lockers outside the base medrash. I think we should make lockers outside of the dorm room. You put, come in, whatever time you finish, close up, text everyone you need to text, say hello, goodbye, whatever, kol tov, lock it. Go to sleep. When we went to sleep, I remember, I'm not that much older. We didn't have these things. We only had the snake. The Hamevin Yovrin. Alt is given from the Nachash HaKadmoni. Not a joke. That's serious. We would handle, it was like hack. That was like the Bittul Torah was hack about this and about that. I remember a friend, he went to sleep with a Gemara Shabbos in his hands. Not the small ones. Like the iPads, a real Gemara Shabbos with the riff in the back, and we weren't learning Shabbos. I'm not talking about Poland. This is people that we know. That's how a Yid goes to sleep. That's how his neshama leaves him, with divrei Torah. But I think the idea could be made a little bit deeper. I'll share a new idea with you. This is Nischadish L'chavad Nesiyah here. The pasuk that the Gemara brings for Kriya Shema, Rigzu V'Al Techato Imru Bilvavchem, That's what Rashi sounds like he has a mashmos of imru. The amira should be balev. You should be the divrei Torah should go arayin bifnim into the heart. This seems to be, this is like an esiratzon to put Torah in. You want a time to put Torah into the heart? It's dafka before we go to sleep. And if you think about it, there's an amazing thing here. That lashon is we find earlier, much earlier. We find that lashon when Yosef HaTzadik is sending his brothers back to Yaakov Avinu. He tells them, Al tirgazu baderech. What's Rashi's first pshat? Don't be oisik in the dvar halacha. It will keep you, it will slow you down. Get there quickly. Al tirgazu baderech. What does the pasuk say here about Kriyashma? Tirgazu. Rigzu, lig in learning, lig in a dvar halacha. Go to sleep with the regiza of Torah, the esek b'divrei Torah. Al techatov, that won't bring a person to chatoim when he sleeps, but there's also an imru bilvavchem that puts the Torah into a person. That's the es ratzon, to steig in this mid of putting Torah into our heart, of changing who we are. And there's something I want to add even more. That in as much as a person tries, and it's taka hard, to put things into his heart, to put divrei Torah, to put divrei kedusha into his heart before he goes to sleep, Hashem will pay back. And Adam Gadol told me, personally, many times he goes to sleep at night and the drasha is not finished. It's an unsolved question, an unsolved problem. He says, in the moments before he wakes up, he's zoicha to be inspired with the completion of that drasha. And it wasn't a one-time event. And Lefi, what we're saying, it's pashat. The midah tova is always much bigger. He gives back. If you put Torah in on the way out, he will send the neshama back with Torah. The Gedolim said they accomplished the most in their learning during their sleep. Look at the Tzadok's Divrei Chalomos. He wrote down, just read it for inspiration, what a yid could get from sleep. The Rishkarov said about him, Zet von sein Chaloim ist wie groß eres gewesen. We see from his dreams how big he was. The things that he got, Mamash HaMatana Toiva, Hashem sent him back, the Neshama B'yotcha Afkidruchi, and he sent him back in the morning with Divrei Torah. Because if it goes up with Divrei Torah, it will come down with even prettier Divrei Torah. This is something that's hard and easy at the same time. It's hard because, it's easy because everyone probably sits, that makes sense, right? We wouldn't want to die with our phones in our hands. Although I think some people probably get to the next world and like wonder why nothing's clicking. We want to, it's possible we want the neshama, the last thing the neshama sees should be Torah. But it's difficult because there's so many things around us. But I really believe that if one, we want to become thinking people. People who don't just hear, but who daher, who understand, who see things and hear things and think about them and let their lives be changed. And people who want Divrei Torah to come inside, to change who we are. The Chazon Ish writes about Talmid Chacham, he looks like everyone else, but he's like a malach walking amongst men. A different type of person. We want to become elevated. Then this is something that we really have to work on. Bechlal during the whole day and befrat right before we go to sleep. It's a small avodah. Even if we're busy with other stuff. But grab a sefer. Speak to your roommate. Look at a gadol book. Something, we should go to sleep. Bekdusha v'tahara. We should return our neshama in its proper state to Hashem who gave it to us as a lev tahar. Mitz Hashem. We should all be zoicha to take these lessons of a yisra, of a hearing person, of a thoughtful person, and be able to come become taka, people that think, people that grow from their Torah. You'll watch, you'll see. The growth is not something you could chart on the wall, but you'll feel, you do feel, you will feel. It's Hashem, halavai vayter, to grow in the derech memela, just from the Torah that you learn. Become a real b'nei Torah, people who are shaped, people who are molded by the Torah. And we should be zoicha, that we should go to sleep in such a moment, b'kedusha v'tahara, and get the neshama back in an even better and more pristine form. Mitz Hashem, we should be zoicha to all of our chelaks, all of our chalakim and Torah, v'nyad v'esam eglashim hirav yameinu, amen, amen.